Today, CalPERG, a public interest research group, released a report on big money's domination of the national and California primaries. But according to some analysts, the report suggests are difficult to implement. Tim Vernon reports.
CalPERG's report shows that just under two-thirds of all documented candidate contributions come from donors who contribute $1,000 or more. Layla Pedersen, a state program manager at Common Cause, one of CalPERG's partner organizations, says candidates who relied on contributions from ordinary citizens are often at a disadvantage compared to those relying on large, often out-of-district, donors.
In this California primary, just 864 large donors in California contributed as much as at least 34,000 small donors.
She says CalPERG's recent study of 9 members of Congress up for re-election in this year's midterm is especially telling.
7 of the 9 members raised 20% or less of their funds from within their district.
Jessica Levinson, a campaign finance expert and professor of law at the Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, says programs to empower small donors can run up against significant challenges.
Public financing programs exist in a world of unlimited independent expenditures. So they don't necessarily limit the amount of money that is seen in a campaign. It can just change who is spending the money.
She says that legislative fixes are equally difficult to implement.
In the short term, there are not that many legislative fixes that you can implement. There are some things you can do, but most of the tools have been declared unconstitutional.
Tim Vernon, Annenberg Radio News.